You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we're talking about a company called Friend and how they're delaying their shipment of their companion AI pendant. So this is kind of a different story, but definitely an interesting one. And it'll be interesting to see what happens with it. But before we dive into that, I want to tell you about our school community because it is blowing up. We have over 320 members now, and it is just a really awesome place to learn how you can actually make money online using AI. So Jaden and I, every single week, release bonus content. We talk about different strategies we've used to make thousands of dollars online using AI. We also talk about how you can grow your business with AI. And it's just a really great place to learn and also meet other individuals in the industry who are using AI and, have startups with AI, all kinds of stuff. It's just a really cool place. And it's only $19 a month. So we previously had this at $100 a month, and we have a January special right now. It's only $19 a month. So definitely a high-value place to learn and grow your business. So check it out. But Jaden, why don't you tell them about Friend and what they're delaying with this new product?
Yeah, so if you haven't seen it before, Friend is like this pendant that you wear, and it's pretty much like a microphone that's listening to you, and it Bluetooths to your phone, which then has like an app. A lot of people have said like, hey, does this actually need to be a like necklace that you wear? The company is like controversial sort of because they bought the domain name friend.com. And so if you've ever been to it before or whatever, you can imagine that friend.com cost a ton of money for them to actually buy. I believe it was something like, I think they raised like $8 million or something. And then they spent $1.8 million to buy the domain name friend.com. And I actually think when they spent the $1.8 million to buy that, they had only raised like $2.5 million or $2 million. So it's like they pretty much spent like all of their money to buy the website friend.com. And I think after that, they got a lot of free publicity from it, essentially. So that's kind of like a funny event, and then they were able to go and raise the $8.5 million. So they seem fine because they're literally manufacturing like a physical device. So they needed to actually create something. They have about eight people, eight full-time engineering staff right now. So, and they did raise money, I will say, from the CEO of Perplexity. So that's kind of cool. Okay. So the reason why that was so funny was that they spent $1.8 million on this website. And everyone said, like, everyone roasted this company. Everyone roasted this CEO a ton. They're like, what the heck are you guys doing? Like, why would you spend like $1.8 million of your $2.5 million total just for the URL? But what ended up happening was their company went super, super viral from that like event. Everyone was like roasting them. And their CEO ended up coming and saying like, hey, guess what, guys? We have something like $50 million in free advertising because we have like billions of views on this story. Like everybody knows about our company now. So I don't know what the exact numbers on that were, by the way. I was kind of making them up, but they got a ton of free publicity from this. And he said the free publicity is worth way more than the $1.8 million that we spent to buy this domain. So it went super viral. So anyways, all that's good and dandy. A lot of people still are like debating if their tool is even useful, because essentially how it works is you can talk out loud, your pendant listens to you, and then it responds to you using AI, but on your phone through their app. So some people are like, okay, well, why wouldn't you just lift your phone to your mouth? And then they're like, well, you don't have to lift your phone to your mouth. You can just talk about whatever. It's kind of like having like a Google Home Mini or like an Amazon Alexa. You're like wearing it around your neck and it's like, and it uses AI to respond to you. So like, that's kind of the concept. I don't know, Jamie, would you ever use a tool like this? Would you ever have a friend that you wear around your neck?
Yeah. I mean, this is a tough topic because I feel like, you know, there's a lot of different things at play here. One, I think the device, I think wearables are not going away. I think that there's definitely use cases for wearable AI technology. For example, a doctor in a doctor's office, they need notes for every appointment. So to have a device that automatically takes notes for them and, you know, the interactions with their clients and their patients, that totally makes sense. A companion, that's a little bit where it gets a little tricky, especially if the companion doesn't talk back, if they just text you back. You know, is that going to help reduce loneliness or increase isolation? I'm not really sure. I would say maybe it does. You know, it kind of goes back, even like a video. A lot of people would argue that online video games help you be less isolated because you have, you know, friendships and relationships on there. But if it's not a real person, that's where it gets kind of like, I don't know how helpful it is. It's kind of a philosophical debate, really, I think. So I don't think I would use friend as like a friend, quote unquote, but I think there could be other use cases for it. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think a lot of people buy it as a novelty because this thing costs $99. So I think it's kind of like that rabbit like device that ended up just being like an Android phone that everybody was roasting. It seems just pretty much like one of those. It's like an AI device. But anyways, so I think, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. Some people might find it useful. I don't really buy the friend angle, to be 100% honest, where like I would wear a pendant and like talk to it like it's my friend. But like, I definitely use ChatGPT all the time for stuff. And so I would maybe like, if I wanted the use case, maybe I'd ask it like, hey, you know, what's the best taco place in Phoenix or something, if I'm in Phoenix and I'm driving, maybe I'm driving in my car. And so I can just talk to it hands-free. So like, maybe there's some use cases there. I also think that glasses, like Meta's Ray-Bans, would be way more useful with like a camera on it. So it's like all the same features of this friend pendant, except it has a camera on it. It's got the microphone right next to your ear, so it could be way more discreet if it's talking back to you. So like, I don't know. I mean, I'm not trying to like crap on the company too much, because I mean, I think it's cool what they did. They obviously went viral and that's great for them. I just think that like even something like Meta's Ray-Bans would be better. Okay. So
I will say on that same note about the controversy there may be some people out there who maybe are not very self-aware. And if it can actually listen to your conversations with other people and be like, you know, hey, next time maybe try asking more questions. Yeah. Or, you know, maybe when you said this, it came across as arrogant, you know, try this. I could see it being, if it had those capabilities, you know, almost being like a relationship coach of sorts based off the audio. But I don't know that that's what this device is yet anyways. But go ahead.
Yeah, 100%. So yeah, I bet there's some use cases. Okay, I wanted to get into the delay part because I just think this is interesting. I think it's indicative of what we see a lot in tech. I am also no, I'm not immune to tech taking a long time to ship. AI Box, for people that have been following my AI Box project, it's been delayed. We're hoping to launch in the next couple weeks, so very shortly, but it's definitely takes a long time to get this stuff right. So Friend, they originally were quoting investors and everyone else that they were going to ship in Q1 of this year. Now they're saying they're not going to ship till Q3 of this year. The reasoning for it is they said they still have refinements to do. They said, unfortunately, you can only start manufacturing electronics when you're 95% done with your design. We're nearly there. He said by the end of February, they might be complete and they can finish their final sprint. What they did say that is good is they said, our team is now 8 engineers, and last fall we closed an additional $5.2 million in funding. So rest assured, we are cooking and moving as fast as we can. So he shared what their schedule was. You know, originally they were trying to ship this quarter, this first quarter. But now they're going to be using this first quarter to finalize their design. And February to July is going to be manufacturing. July to August, they're going to start shipping to customers. And, you know, probably end of August, if this is my guess. Whenever you give a timeline on something like this, it's going to be like the end of August, they're going to start shipping to customers. So the one thing that I do think is like the most interesting about all of this and kind of the story is the fact that they were able to raise more money. So this is a company where everyone roasted them for spending $1.8 million of their $2.5 million to buy, you know, friend.com, the domain name. But evidently, this thing went viral enough and had enough people talking about them that they were able to then turn around and raise an additional $5 million, which is incredibly impressive. They became like essentially a big name brand in the AI tech space, and they're able to raise a ton of money. So if you go to their website today, they have a chatbot on there, and it has like examples of things to say. And yeah, you can go and sign up and use it. And I think it's essentially trying to give you a demo of what the pendant would actually tell you if you were talking to it. And I think they also said that they're going to like phase out this like chat website thing. So anyways, I think this is all very, very interesting, but I'm definitely impressed by how much they're able to raise.
Yeah, absolutely. So anyways, if you got any entertainment or value out of this episode, please be sure to leave us a review. It means the world to us, and we read every single one. And also check out our school community. That's where we get into the real details of how we've made money online using AI and how you can too. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.